This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, including in the Caribbean and around the world via the speed of the Internet. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, the security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch tonight, regardless of what it is you're doing or where you're doing it, and especially the snowplow drivers and the sanders up there working along I-80 and I-90 and parts of I-70 in the mountains over there in the East Coast, thank you for what you're doing, keeping the roads open. It is really miserable up along I-90 and I-81. North of I-90 going up in upstate New York right now. The lake effect machine is in full effect right now. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Joining us right now, we have got the one, the only, the informidable Roar Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
We got to get right to the pledge, and then we got breaking news coming in from the Middle East. It's bad stuff going on over there. Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded with Judeo-Christian values. Well, Ron, first of all, we've got a, it looks like as if Israel has now sent airstrikes into the Gaza Strip because of the fact that the Islamic Jihad, I believe, is what's doing this. They are firing at will, if you will, over into Israel. They fired over 50 rockets to begin with, and we know that Israel took 20 of them down, which tells me mathematically some of them must have hit something. And just about 5 minutes ago, they fired a rocket towards a highway, narrowly missing two cars on the highway, narrowly missing them. So it's gotten real nasty there, and Israel's retaliating. And this is all over what took place yesterday when they took out the Islamic Jihadist senior commander.
Yeah, I figured that something was going to happen as a result of them taking out that that senior, I'll call him the senior terrorist. And, you know, that's what happens. But, we just pray for Israel, and we know that, they're going to take care of matters over there. You know, it's a real tight situation. I don't know if you've been over there, but it's a real closed in.
No, I've not been over there. I've just seen the pictures on TV, but what I've seen on TV tells me that there's a lot of problems militarily there as far as what they can and can't hit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you know, many missiles do not have to travel very far. And, the mainstream media doesn't talk about it often. I mean, Israel receives missiles almost every day.
Yeah, and they fire them in barrages. It's not like you just fire one. They fire 10, 15, 20, whatever.
Yeah. And thank God for the Iron Dome, because if it hadn't been for that...
well, they all would have hit something then.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
Israel said right off the bat that there were 50 fired. They took out 20. That tells me 30 went somewhere.
Yeah. some, yes, there's been some damage.
Now, but, the other thing is that this is escalating very fast, and it's going to hell in a handbasket, literally, as we speak. Now, I've got friends that are over in Israel right now, and I certainly hope they're okay, because they'll batten down the hatches as a result of this. Now, they closed the schools today. And I believe they told anybody that was going to go to work, as long as they were close by a shelter, to go ahead and go to work.
Yeah. You know, they take big precautions over there, and I just know that Israel's going to come out on top on this situation, because they have a way of dealing with problems.
All right, now I got more coming in. Hold on. I got more coming in.
Okay.
The Israeli military said in a statement just moments ago it had deployed troops and was prepared for a wide range of offensive and defensive scenarios. They're there right now getting ready to go in. So here we go.
Yeah, like I was just saying, that they really get right on things, and they take care of business. They don't, you know, screw around when it comes to protecting that nation. So it's gonna escalate. I mean, you know, they're surrounded by about a half billion enemies.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we are the Third Watch. But here on the Captain's America Third Watch, we are always giving information to the First Watch, which is a day shift. And people that are listening to us right now, there's some show producers that are listening, and whatever we're telling them, they're going to run with when they come on the air. Watch and see. It always happens.
Okay. Well, that's excellent.
Yeah. Now we need to talk about Nikki Haley and at least tease this before we go to the break. Nikki Haley, after being chastised yesterday by Salem Radio's Sebastian Gorka, she said, "I did tell President Trump about the in-house resistance," because her former staffer at the White House, Sebastian Gorka, asked her on Twitter whether or not she told the President, Donald Trump, that she should have pushed for help to these people that were trying to undermine him. She should have said something. She says, "I did tell him."
Yeah. That's what I read in the story as well. And I think it was kind of goofy for Sebastian to publicly ask her like that via Twitter.
He tries to be relevant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's all I'll say. You know, there's one thing we don't do on this show, okay, and that's the difference between us and other people. There's no I, me, my, all the time, all show long. It's all about we, the people, and that's the way I'm going to leave it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You know, I just think that I believe her. I believe she's warned Trump, and we've all known that he's...
Yeah. Now, hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to talk about a plan B with Nikki Haley, and this is coming from Morning Joe, you know, our buddy that used to be the congressman down here in Florida, one-term congressman, one-term wonder, we call him. But anyway, we'll be right back with more. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
As we embark upon Thanksgiving and Christmas cheer, it is my sincere hope that we, the people of America, begin to reestablish real gratitude and a desire for a more righteous standard. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, one of my fondest memories of my childhood in Cleveland was the overwhelming sense of joy and kindness during the Thanksgiving to Christmas season, starting with a morning of Thanksgiving Day prayers and evening get-togethers with family and close friends over the traditional Thanksgiving meal, and yes, a bit of football. The dad was the family rudder, who was loads of fun during the joyful time of year, but also kept us focused on the importance of being thankful for the bountiful blessings we enjoyed, but to pray for those and help those less fortunate. Dad often said that an attitude of gratitude and seeking to do what is morally correct would go a very long way toward enabling us to more successfully navigate our own path in life. It is my sincere hope that we, the people of America, give thanks to God and more love to one another. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out theronedwards.talkspot.com for news updates and other great stuff.
All right, there you go. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and we'll get right to him in a minute because I got to tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Nissan. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan. I was there yesterday at North Ford Avenue, sold a couple vehicles over there. People were very, very happy. One guy bought a 370Z. Oh, boy, canary yellow. Watch for it. And another person bought a Rogue. Very happy with that. Loaded up with a nice sunroof, a nice white one, with a lot of chrome on it. Now, if you are a veteran, okay, from now till the end of the year, you not only get your veteran pricing or first responder, you not only get your pricing, but you also get an additional $500 off if you just go there to Newport Richey, Homosassa Springs, North Tampa, Crystal River, and tell them that the captain sent you. You get an extra $500. That's all you got to do. Moss Nissan. Moss wholesale to the public. And don't forget, the all-new Moss Acura right there, too, at 11001 North Florida Avenue, 11001 North Florida Avenue, right next door. Moss Nissan, Moss Acura. They'll get it done for you. Good people. Good people. And tell them the captain sent you. Get an extra $500 off your deal. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, back with us. Okay, this information coming out of Israel, it's really, it looks like as if Israel's going to go in and do whatever they're going to do. They've got troops, they've got tanks. I just saw another story come across here. I don't know if they've gone across the border yet into Gaza, but aircraft flying around, helicopter gunships, you name it, they got it going.
Yeah, that, like I said, Israel does what they have to do. They don't drag their feet around. They go, they see the enemy, they're hurt by the enemy, and they go after the enemy. They don't go, by committee. They realize there's a problem, and they go after it. And God bless them, man. It's, you know, they're in a tight spot over there, but they make the best of it, and go Israel.
Now, the GOP has gone on the offense, finally, over this impeachment stuff. And Matt Whitaker, who is the former acting attorney general, remember him?
Yeah.
He said, not only is impeachment dead on arrival when it gets to the Senate, there's a risk that the Senate won't even take it up because of procedural inequities, because things have to be done a certain way to get it, things onto the floor in the Senate, and with this jerry-rigging that the House of Representatives has done, there's no guarantee it's even going to get in the front door at the Senate. How do you like that?
Well, I love it, because everyone knows that the Democrats have been not going about this in the correct manner. They've been having things going behind closed doors, not allowing Republicans to, you know, see all who are the people testifying. Blocking this, blocking that, especially Shifty Shift and those others who have been, you know, like guardian dragons at the door. So procedurally they have been wrong from day one. And it's an exercise in futility. And I pray that, you know, the Senate does ignore this. They shouldn't take it up. It's crazy.
Now, a federal judge yesterday ruled that the president cannot sue New York in a D.C. Federal court to block the tax return release. This is probably going to be on a fast track to go to the Supreme Court, do you think?
It should be. I would think so, because here's another case where these people are so chomping at the bit to get at Trump. You know, and I was listening before I came on your previous guest, and he was so spot on about the tax situation. Big realtors, they deal with the tax situation a little different than the rest of us, but mm-hmm. It's all legal. And Democrats will do like they've done with everything else. They'll look at it, they'll try to tell, they'll bring it out, and because most people don't know about the details of how things run, on that level, they'll say, what? He didn't do this, he didn't do that. And they'll run with it, and people will be, you know, believing a lot of BS. And Trump is just another headache that they're trying to create for the guy. So you're right, it's going to the Supreme Court, and I think Trump will win out via the Supreme Court.
Now, I told you I had something else to mention about Nikki Haley. We already talked about her initially there with
sure.
the episode. But Joe Scarborough, Morning Joe, of course, he's saying that Nikki Haley's book is an audition to replace Mike Pence, because according to him, Mike Pence is not going to be on the ticket come 2020, and Nikki Haley could be the replacement.
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
There's been no indication about that. Trump has already said, I don't know if you remember, I think it was about within the last month or so, and he said that, he is his guy, and he's got his vice president, he's going to stick with him. So what the heck, it's a good ticket, and I don't think Haley would, you know, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be switched out like that.
Now, Joe Biden There's a report that's come out from the New York Times that Joe Biden's aides have been silent about Hunter Biden, fearing scolding by the vice president. The story goes like this. The vice president, Joe Biden's aides, refused to raise the issue of Hunter Biden's Ukraine dealings over the fear of a scolding from the elder Biden, according to an article in today's New York Times.
Well, Hunter Biden's activity struck many of the officials working on Ukraine policy as an unnecessary distraction or worse. That's also according to the Times. Biden had reacted angrily when aides to Democratic presidential candidate Senator Barack Obama raised the issue of his son's lobbying during the 2008 campaign. So I kind of believe him. Biden has been pretty stiff upper lip when it comes to the situation. He snaps back at people and all of that. And he's allowed to get away with it, by the way, by a complicit media. So I think they're correct.
Now, President Jimmy Carter is 95 years of age. He's the oldest living president ever right now. He's fallen two or three times in the last 6 months. He had a fractured hip. He's now been hospitalized for brain swelling. He's actually undergoing a surgical procedure. 95 years of age, operating on your brain, that's not good.
Yeah, he's had a couple of bumps. I know one of the times he talked about on TV about falling because had been working on Habitat Humanity homes, and he fell one of those times. And you get bumps on the head at that age. You're gonna have problems, and we pray for his recovery and all of that. But it doesn't look that good.
Now, Mexico has made arrests in the massacre of the U.S. women and children, three women, six children. It's an unspecified number of people. We have no idea who it is or what it is. I don't even know that they're the right people.
That I agree. It could be a show. It could be a phony show. You
know, more than likely it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
okay.
When I read that, I'm like, okay, next.
All right, well, he's speaking of next. Deval Patrick, remember him, the former governor of Massachusetts, who was Barack Obama's buddy? He may be mulling a White House run.
Oh, ho, ho.
Does that mean Kamala can't make it now? Or is that the winning ticket, Deval and Kamala?
Jokes are us, man. This is just, another one who's going to bite the dust if he tries to get in there. He'd be better than Kamala. He's more intelligent than she is, but he's still a loser. Although he was two times, the governor of Massachusetts.
By the way, do you know who Neil Young is before we run out of time?
Neil Young, which one?
Living in a free world, guy. Remember him?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, his U.S. citizenship has been held up over marijuana use. Apparently, he can't go anywhere without marijuana, and that's not going to get you across our border.
No.
All righty.
All right.
Talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely.
All right, Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and I'll be right back with Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables book author. And by the way, we got something we're going to be talking about today with her that you won't hear anywhere else but right here. So keep it here. Grab you a cup of coffee. We'll be right back right after the break. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch with the news for the First Watch.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump honors our veterans, but first, we learn former President Jimmy Carter back in the hospital. He's taken from his home in Plains, Georgia, and admitted to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta. The Carter Center saying he's having a procedure to relieve pressure on his brain stemming from his recent falls. Carter, who turned 95 October 1st, is the longest living U.S. president in history. In other news, President Trump, the first sitting president to speak at the annual Veterans Day Parade on Fifth Avenue in New York City, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
President Trump kicked off New York's Veterans Day celebration, speaking before hundreds of flag-waving Americans.
We come together as one nation to salute the veterans of the United States Armed Forces, the greatest warriors to ever walk the face of the earth.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV.
Why?
Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away, so I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. Donna Fiducia right now happens to be up there in Carrollton, Georgia, and she is listening to us right now on the radio with her husband, Don, and of course, they listen to us on AM 1330 WLBB, our affiliate up there, and we thank them very much. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Only Eyes Optical. Only Eyes Optical down there in Sarasota, in the Gulfgate section of Sarasota. Now, they are located at 6541 Superior Avenue, and you can give them a call at 941-444-7984 and talk to Diana Reason. Now, Diana Reason is a licensed optician who will take care of all of your eyeglass needs, and she'll meet or beat any advertised price you have from the big box stores. Just bring the ad along with you, and she'll do the rest. So stop by today. Say hello, Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulfgate section of Sarasota. Again, phone number 941-444-7984. And tell her the captain sent you. And by the way, did I tell you it was a veteran-owned business? And they also love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why you'll get a discount on your eyeglasses. Well, you do. Only Eyes Optical, where me, the captain, gets his eyeglasses. And thank you very much. All righty. We've got Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables author, with us. And good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I'm going to read a little something here, and then we're going to get going. Democrats have focused their attention and investigative tools on whether the president pressured the Ukrainian president to dig up dirt on presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son, Hunter Biden, who had Ukrainian business dealings. Now, it's become the centerpiece of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. And yesterday, two think tanks in Washington, D.C., verified that the president was on the right track, that he had the reason, the wherewithal, and the legal authority to ask about Mr. Biden and Mr. Biden's son with the Ukrainian government. Voila, bingo, checkmate, got you back.
Hallelujah, it's about time. Mm-hmm. And we both know that the president, you know, while he's being bashed by even some in his own party, he's really tried to keep the focus on the fact that in his phone call, it wasn't about pressuring and trying to get one of his presidential candidates that's running against him in trouble. This is real stuff. I mean, there should be an investigation into this. I don't know if you saw John Solomon last night on Lou Dobbs' show.
Mm-mm.
This was very interesting. John Solomon, who I respect a lot for his research, investigative research, he said, that was a much concern. There was much concern by Obama and the State Department back in Obama's days, even about the Biden's involvement. So John Solomon now is suing to try to get that information in the records to figure out what was the concern.
Well, there's been a lot of discussion back and forth, and Trump calls the transcript 100% perfect. Now, there are other people that will say the same, and then there are some Republicans that aren't saying the same. For example, Senator Rob Portman, who's a Republican from Ohio, leads the Senate Ukraine caucus. Now, he said that it would have been better if Trump hadn't have mentioned Biden's name, but the rush to judgment by the other body is totally, totally unwarranted, and I totally agree with that.
Yes, well, there's a lot of mischaracterizations of about what Trump has done. And it really bothers me a lot because, you know, when you say that Trump called the transcript 100% positive, and we know he keeps repeating that, and I don't understand why his own party has got to come out and say stuff that is any way detrimental to that. It doesn't make any sense. There's so much positive stuff they could be backing him with. They don't need to lie, but why are they giving all this ammo to the left? Because then the mainstream fake news media just publishes it ad nauseum, and then the public starts believing that Trump's 100% correct message, which comes from Alinsky, by the way. Trump is playing an Alinsky card there when he says 100%.
Well, the other thing is Maine Senator Susan Collins, who is definitely one of the people who has not said one way or the other what she's going to do, but chances are she's not going to support the president if this goes to the Senate, said the transcript raises more questions. And then this guy in the Congress, and this guy is a joke. He's not running again, by the way. Michigan Representative Justin Amash turned independent. He's done. He went independent from Republican because of all the nonsense he went through.
Right.
But he called the transcript highly incriminating transcript. It seemed that the POTUS didn't know the difference between right and wrong. Well, he doesn't know the difference between right and wrong, or he wouldn't be leaving the Congress after one term.
That's for sure. And, of course, he switched from Republican to independent. So, you know, I mean, he is a joke. I think wasn't he the only independent that voted against the impeachment? voted with the Democrats.
Yeah, and of course, our own Marco Rubio down here in Florida, he said that I don't think he, meaning the president, I don't think he should have raised the topic of Joe Biden with the Ukrainian president. I don't think our U.S. foreign policy should be used as leverage against individuals in domestic policies. But Marco didn't hear what I just told you. The president has the legal authority to discuss situations similar to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, with anybody, anywhere, anytime, any place, and he was verified and backed up by two very, very constitutional and conservative think tanks yesterday.
Yeah, that's so disturbing. And Marco Rubio, of course, is our, you know, senator here in Florida. And he just seems to, I know that he votes with the president on most occasions, right? But why give the left this ammo by saying anything detrimental about Trump. I don't get that. Mm-hmm. And every one of us should be writing to our representatives, everyone we talk about today that has come up against the president. We should be writing them a letter saying, just leave the negative stuff out of it and stand behind him.
I'm going to be seeing Lindsey Graham a little bit later this week down in Sarasota at the Lincoln Day dinner down there on Friday. And Lindsey Graham of South Carolina said that he saw nothing wrong with Trump's secret request to the Ukrainian president to investigate Biden at the same time aid to Ukraine was being delayed. Now, Senator Tom Tillis, also of North Carolina, who faces a GOP primary and a Democratic calls to impeach Trump, said it was a total farce. And then finally, military veteran in Iowa, Senator Joni Ernst, said, I don't see anything there. And she faces the voters next year. So
yeah,
there's three positives.
Well, that's fine, but Joni Ernst and both Tom Tillis, they have said some detrimental things in the past about the president. They haven't stuck with him 100%, and that's what we have to do is 100%. You know, they're both facing voters next year, so that's, that's a little bit cowardice to me.
And this is why you don't read the liberal media. BuzzFeed, Newsweek, Huffington Post, and a couple of others all have reported nothing but negative quotes from Republicans about what's going on here. Not one positive item at all about supporting the president.
And therein lies the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So what the Republicans do not understand, they think they're being all principled and ethical and, this is ridiculous. We're in war once again, I will repeat that, for the survival of our country. This is not time to be so ethically principled that you feel the necessity to be detrimental towards Trump. They need to stick together and stick behind him on all things. And they need to come out and say, hey, this transcript was 100% perfect. They don't need to be saying, well, the transcript wasn't perfect, but it's not impeachable. That's not helping matters. It just fuels the left.
No, and then, of course, you got a resident rhino, Mitt Romney, out of Utah, saying, asking a leader of a foreign government to investigate a political opponent is, in my opinion, a troubling matter. Again, I repeat, according to what was said yesterday, he was well within his power and his authority as president to act the way he did, and nobody found anything wrong. The experts found nothing wrong with what he did and how he did it.
That's right. And look, Ben Sasse, which from Nebraska, we know he's always got to say something against the president. And he said Republicans ought not to be rushing to circle the wagons when there's obviously lots that's very troubling here. No, there's not. This just drives me crazy. And once again, I would really urge your listeners, we've got to come to the backing of our president. And if any of these people are your representatives, you need to be calling them and saying, yes, circle the wagons. That's what the Democrats do. And we need to.
Yep. And of course, the New York Times is writing about this, too. New York Times said that President Trump said, and I quote, I want to know who's the person who gave the whistleblower the information because that's close to a spy. You know what we used to do in the old days when we were smart with spies and treason, right? We used to handle it a little different than we do now. In other words, he was talking about the firing squad or hanging him. All right. Well, Kathy, you hang in there, folks. I'll be right back with more with Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables book author. Got to do a beach and boating forecast when we come back. And then we're going to tell you how this all fits into Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Right now, it's time for our beach and boating forecast brought to you by the Freedom Boat Club. Now, Freedom Boat Club has 185 locations located all across the country, and there's a whole bunch of them that are out there right where you're listening to me right now. If you don't know about it, you do now, and here we go. Well, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, today, Tuesday, it'll become cloudy a little bit later. By the way, there was a full moon last night. I noticed that. And a few showers and windy this afternoon. You're going to have to use a little bit of caution in the afternoon because it's going to get rough out there. The winds start out of the southwest at about 10 miles per hour. This afternoon, they'll be out of the northwest, and there'll be winds gusting up to 30 miles an hour on the water. That means this morning, seas will be 2 to 3 feet. This afternoon, 3 to 6, becoming very rough out there on the water. Now, the Gulf water temperature 76, the Bay water temperature 76. We had our high tide at 12:31 a.m. Our low tide is coming at 7:54 a.m. And again, this afternoon, you'll have to use caution out there. It will not be an afternoon. You want to be out on the water. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, which is right here where we're at, is the largest franchise of all of the franchises that they've got out there in the Freedom Boat Club. And they've got 185 in the United States, 3 in Canada, and 2 in France. Yep, I said France, parlez-vous français. Now, Freedom Boat Club here in Tampa Bay currently has 28 ports with 430 boats. They're adding a couple of more, and they're going to be going to Gainesville. Go Gators here pretty quick, and we'll tell you all about that when that happens. But right now, everybody that joins the Freedom Boat Club gets $1,000 off the one-time membership fee. But if you're also active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in a medical profession in any capacity, or you're a school teacher, you get an extra $500 on top of the $1,000 for your one-time membership fee discount. So you get the $1,500 off, you pay whatever's due, and then after that, monthly payments to be a member. Now, remember, your membership also gives you reciprocity at all the other Freedom Boat Club locations all across the country, 185, the 3 in Canada, the 2 in France. So just go to the Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com website, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. And tell them the captain sent you to find out more. All right, back with Kathy Chamberlain, the Rules for Deplorables author. Good morning again, Kathy.
Good morning, Captain, again.
Now, I want to talk about Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, because this is where we're going to put all of this together right now. Now, the real investigation should be of Biden's son and his position on the board on the Ukrainian gas company making $80,000 a month. And Saul Alinsky says what to this?
Well, one of the things I write in my book, as a matter of fact, is that he advised left-wing activists to always refer to their opponents as 100% devil. And he called this the ultimate polarization of a target. The 13th tactic, we just covered that, what, a week or two ago. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. What we need to be doing is that exact same thing with the whistleblower. Instead of talking about some of this negative stuff, we need against the president and disavowing certain things he's doing, we need to keep on the whistleblower.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have a call, and we'll take the call right now. Good morning. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir. Captain?
What's up? What's up?
Hey, Bob.
Question. Can Hunter Biden be indicted for what he's done, the criminal act that he's done? And Ken, the second question is, you have a Florida deplorable book tour speaking thing today, don't you?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. It's in Clearwater, so I'd love to see you up there.
Okay, Bob, we'll try to answer the question.
Well, what I want to ask Kathy, what time is it and where is it?
Is it 6:30? You can on Top of the World right there?
Yeah, okay. I know where it is.
Okay, I hope to see you there. It's the it's the Ronald Reagan Club.
Yeah, and the last thing I wanted to say is it possible on your website to have a downloadable PDF rather than that picture, or in addition to that picture of the things? Because if you had a downloadable PDF, you could put the time and date, and people could copy and paste and put it in their calendars and things like that.
All right, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. Okay, well, let's go with what he just asked to begin with, to first question.
Yeah, no, he's asked.
Can he be indicted? And I'm not a lawyer.
From what I've read, no. We don't have the rules in place to be able to do that.
No, all he's done is he's made money, and there's no law against making money.
That's right. I mean,
now, if he was operating as a foreign agent.
Right, yes.
But he wasn't doing that. He was just getting paid for whatever, and it, being not qualified to do it means nothing. But indicted, no, not going
to
happen.
Right, but we still need to stay on top of that investigation. Because really, we need to remember, the whole call and the whole controversy right now wasn't really about that. Trump wasn't asking for the Ukraine president to investigate what Hunter Biden did. Mm-hmm. He was asking him to investigate about the DNC intervention.
Hillary Clinton.
Looking for dirt on the Trump campaign.
Hillary Clinton. You want to know about the Clinton campaign.
Right. Yeah. See, all this gets conflated and confused because that's what the media wants to do, and we allow that to happen by not staying on point and polarizing the whistleblower. We got to all keep coming back to the whistleblower. He's the one that quite possibly did something very illegal.
That's true. Now, a supporter once asked Senator John McCain at a town hall meeting whether or not Obama was an Arab sympathizer. McCain emphatically said no. What did that gain us?
Yeah, no, I write about that in my book, and you're absolutely right. Now, McCain could have very easily have said, I don't know. And left it open. That's so simple. But no, he had to emphatically say, oh, no, he's not. To this day, do we know that?
And our buddy Ron just asked us a question. He said, doesn't all of this lead up to rule number 13?
Yes, well, that's what I just spoke about with pick the target, freeze a person. And it also, though, refers, we can look at tactic number 11. If you push a negative hard and deep enough, it'll break through to its counter side. He said in a fight, almost anything goes. So this is how the left looks at it. You got to remember this, folks. It almost reaches the point where you stop to apologize if a chance blow lands above the belt. Don't apologize. Eventually, it will be your positive advantage. You have to keep that leverage. Obama understood that. The left understands that. We don't understand that. Will Hurd, by the way, called for the protection of the whistleblower. That's
okay.
Ludicrous.
Well, tell us how we can hear your, we can get your book and whatnot.
Thanks. It's at rulesfordeplorablesbook.com.
Okay, and it's Kathy Chamberlain. We'll see you in 2 weeks.
Awesome.
All right, now, going back to something here, folks, I got to remind everybody we've got breaking news coming out of the Middle East. Apparently, Israel has not only used aircraft to strike the Islamic jihadist and the group that's in the Gaza Strip, but they've also got tanks and troops on the ground. I'm not sure if they've gone in yet or not, but the report was they were staged right there along the border, ready to go in. And they killed the one of the senior Islamic jihadist military leaders yesterday for all the nonsense that's been going on. They fired a barrage of 50 rockets into Israel. According to the IDF, they apparently destroyed 20 of the rockets, which means something hit something somewhere. Now, got to remind everybody about Dominic's Blinds and Decor here in Sarasota. Domenick apostrophe S, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. Make sure you stop by. All of their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the United States, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, unlike those big box stores that are going to say, here it is, made in China, go put it together. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks when you see them. It's probably going to be Kevin behind the wheel. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on the purchase of your Dominic's blinds and decor. There, you get 10% off. 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment. That's 941-922-2345. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, and when you do that, you might get some of that private stock in the back room of those pastries that are back there. And it's all good, I'll tell you that. All righty, well, we'll be back tonight, and gosh, can't wait for Thursday night down there at the BFW. Kathy and I will be down there at the BFW in the Bobby Jones Golf Course. Wait to see those guys down there. All right, you guys take care. Have a great day. Captain's America Third Watch is going away. We'll let the First Watch take over now. Third Watch is out. God bless America. Stay safe.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.